Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Time we've all ministered together as a team, or I think we're going to do it again. That'll be awesome. Amen. Thank you, ladies. I hope that you've enjoyed just being saturated. And then there's more. Tell your neighbor there's more. Being present in His presence, what does that mean? To receive God's best, what does that mean? Well, I was looking in Luke 10, 38 through 40. It's a familiar text, and I'm going to read it tonight. It says, and Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem. They came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed them into their home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what He taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. Oh, we've never experienced that, have we? She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There's only one thing worth being concerned about. And Mary had discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. The Greek says she was distracted and anxious. Man, I'll tell you, I don't like being distracted, and I don't like being anxious, do you? See, we need to understand here in this text, we need Martha, don't we? We need Martha. Oh, Lord, we need Martha. We need Mary, don't we? We need them. We need to know that there. We've got to press in. We've got to do things. We've got to serve, and we are all servants sitting here. I cannot even imagine the many hats that is all being worn and how high to the ceiling it would be of the different hats that we can put on at any given time. We're the helper, right? Oh, me. Oh, my. We need the Marthas. We need to be Martha, don't we? In some regards, where we need to be serving. But we also need Mary, don't we? And we also need to be Mary. And that is sitting at the Lord's feet. She was hanging on every word. He said that she had picked the good part, the best part. She had discovered it and that it would not be taken away from her. She was listening to His word. She was worshiping. Remember Mary when she brought in the alabaster box? She wasn't invited. When He came into the house, she poured out everything she had on Jesus' feet. She didn't care who was there. She didn't care what they thought. She poured out literally everything that she had worked for and everything that she had had. And it says the fragrance filled the room where they were sitting. Listen, the environment is changed when we worship. We know that from the scripture tells us whenever Paul and Silas was in the deepest prison and they were shackled, when they praised at midnight, when they worshiped, when they had no reason to do so. I'll tell you, there's a lot of times in our life where we are shackled, where we are stuck, where we feel like there's no way out, where we look at things in the natural, we say, well, what in the world do I got to praise God about today? And we feel like that we're in a place that it doesn't matter how much we praise, nothing's going to take place. Well, I'll tell you what, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's no respecter of persons. And if we would be determined to step out and test His word, to see and prove His word, to see that it's true, and step out and just praise Him anyway, just praise Him anyhow, what might happen to some walls coming down? And see, the important part is, ladies, it wasn't just that Paul and Silas, I believe I've got that right, broke out of prison. But I'll tell you what, all of those people got set free. The prison doors completely opened. I mean, they ransacked the place. It was no longer the same. Because some people of God just decided to give it everything they had, no matter what it looked like, no matter how tired they were, no matter if they had been beaten up, no matter if they were hungry, no matter if they were thirsty, nothing mattered but Jesus. So guess what? I don't have nothing else to do, so I might as well praise Him. I wonder what they were thinking when the bars came open. I wonder what they were thinking when the shackles came off. Wow! I think it's just like us sometimes. This really works. Or like we've heard some little kids and some of the people we've ministered to, they look up and say, Jesus is real. I'm telling you, it's time that we get that in our heart. We got to be like Mary. We got to be like Mary where we're listening. Martha was troubled, worried, upset. See, we want to be like Martha. We've got to be getting up and going. And somebody was telling me this week, God has the word go in it. Gospel has the word go in it. I think we need to learn something there. The Great Commission says, go and preach the gospel into all the world. And it literally translates, and while you are going, while I'm going to the store, while I'm doing this, while I'm on Facebook, I don't know. While I'm doing what I do, I'm going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Man, I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter if you get up in the morning and you say one scripture, whether you're typing it out or whether you're doing a video, use it for God's glory. We don't want to serve to the point of distraction like Martha, because there's something that matters. We don't want to be so overwhelmed with what we're doing that we don't even know why we're doing it. I know I've been there. Anybody else been there? We need to glean from both of these women. And here's one of the ways. So to be present in his presence means to me that I am alert and I am actively pursuing God. I am focused and I am receiving from our Lord. It means I'm faithful and my attention is on him. My desires are on him. Not necessarily my desires or my plans, because how many of you know those plans can change? And there is nothing like listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you what, he will lead and guide us. We need to learn, don't we? Listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. So we're not just soaking in who he is, but we are studying his word. She was attentive at his feet. She was studying. She was listening to everything he had to say. Totally enamored. There was no serving there. No, she's just one more look on your face, Jesus. Just one more look on your face, Jesus. So we're not just soaking in who he is, but we are studying his word and we are resting in his presence. Where there is a rest for the people of God. And you know what? Nowadays, we've got to take it. Listen, I got news for you, ladies. The only thing that can stop you from your destiny is you quitting. We can't quit. I mean, God's word is yes and amen, is it not? God's word is true. It hasn't ever changed. But what we got to do is we got to grab a hold of it and say, no, you know what? I'm going to listen. I'm going to apply. I'm going to soak. And then I'm going to go. And I'm not just going to go, but I'm going to go in power. And everywhere I go, the kingdom of God is going. And there's going to be other people that their shackles are going to come off because I'm walking in his presence. And the glory of God is in me. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen? We got to go through things eyes wide open. We've got to be attentively listening and ready to move when he says move, ready to go when he says go. We no longer have to walk in fear, because if it's truly our mindset to please him, we're going to hear his heart over each matter in our lives. We're going to hear his instructions when he gives them, and we're going to walk in freedom and love, saturated by his spirit. I love that, saturated. Just say it, saturated. Man, we need to be saturated in this day and age. We need to be saturated. Psalms 119:30 says this, 30 through 36. And I love this. It says, I have chosen to be faithful. I have determined to live by your regulations. I cling to your laws. Lord, don't let me be put to shame. I will pursue your commands, for you expand my understanding. Teach me your decrees, O Lord, and I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will obey your instructions. I will put them into practice with all my heart. Make me walk along the path of your commands, for that's where my happiness is found. Give me an eagerness for your laws rather than a love for money. Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word. Whoo, that's good. I'm hungry for God. Are you hungry for God? I'm going to tell you, revival starts with the hunger for God. It starts with a desperation for God. It starts with a desperation for God that says, it doesn't matter whether anyone else is seeking God, I'm going to seek him. Moses, God had told him to build the tabernacle, and it hadn't been built yet. And remember, he came down from the mountain, and the people of God were grumbling, and they had taken all of their ornaments, and they had made it into a golden calf. And he prayed, and he was asking God, we want to go in. You've promised us this land of milk and honey. But if you don't go, I'm not going. You know what Moses did? He was so desperate before the tabernacle was built, he pitched a tent outside the camp. He said, it doesn't matter if anybody else is going to worship, I'm going to worship God. He was an example. And guess what? The people that were hungry, I'm sure they were looking, I wonder what Moses is doing over there. What's Moses doing over there on the other side of the camp? Why is he in that tent? And y'all know Joshua, where he was at. He was right there at the tent. Can you imagine the others around him? He was an example of worship. He didn't let anything stop him. Mary don't let anything stop her, did she? And we can't let anything stop us. We've got to have that hunger for him. We got to have that hunger for his word. We got to be like Moses that says, it doesn't matter if every single person around me has turned their back. If he don't go with us to the promised land, I'm not going. And he was hungry for God, and he started worshiping God, whatever it took. And y'all know, I'm not going to, I'll tell you the rest later. Mary chose the best part, the good part, the eternal part, and the utmost important part. She chose his word. We're changed by his word. We're changed by his presence. God first and his desires for my life first and my ideas later. Doesn't he say if you shouldn't find your life, you're going to lose it? Man, why is it so hard to let go sometimes? Why doesn't God go with my plans? They were good plans. I had it all planned out. I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I knew exactly what I needed. But he wasn't answering my prayer. Maybe he can't hear. Let me talk louder. But that's not what it is. You know what? God answers all our prayers, don't he? But he wants our heart to be with his heart. He wants our heart to be about him and be about his presence. And then guess what? He just lavishes with his love. Just a big holy kiss right from heaven. Oh, she sees my heart. She loves me. I'm going to lavish on her everything, right? That's what he does. Because remember, he doesn't force his way into our lives. But he knocks on our heart's door. Am I going to open? Oh, yes, Lord. You got my attention. I'm all yours, Jesus. We don't have to make anything happen as people of God. Listen, some of the hardest things is just believing that God is going to do for you and me, and just literally believing that what he's going to do for others, what he's done for others, he will do for us. Why do we get so duped all the time? Why do we get to the place sometimes where we don't think God's going to move for us, where we don't think God's heart's good for us, where we don't think God's listening to us? I'm here to tell you, God doesn't have any negative plans for you. God only has the very best plans, plans that have a hope and a future. God has so many good plans for us. I'm telling you, we can't even imagine. He said just his thoughts about us. Get this one. This ought to tell us, but we still sometimes are clueless. Maybe it's just me.
Covenant with Christ International Ministries is located in Cleveland, Texas. We help meet the needs in the community through case management, benevolence programs such as clothing and food distribution, and a charity medical clinic to help those with no health insurance. Please give our office a call at 281-592-5001 to see how we can help you today. God bless you, and thank you for listening to our broadcast.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.